Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, November 22nd. I'm Wayne Pratt. Ahead, 3 decades ago, Missouri lawmakers realized they needed to figure out how climate change would affect the state. So they created a commission to come up with solutions.
Back in 1990, Missouri did kind of lead the way in some respects of pulling their head out of the sand and saying this is a real issue.
Find out what happened after the commission released more than 100 policy suggestions. That's in just a few minutes. First, the news. St. Louis County Executive Sam Page is officially running to extend his term in office. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports on how the Democratic official will have competition for the powerful post.
Page kicked off his 2020 county executive bid on Thursday night in Bridgeton. The county council appointed him to that job after Steve Stinger's resignation amid corruption charges. Page will face county assessor Jake Zimmerman in the Democratic primary. He says he has a compelling message to tell voters about overhauling county government amid turmoil.
And I'd like to see equity and inclusion in every aspect of everything we touch for people of color and for women. We've got a lot of work ahead of us, and I'm looking forward to getting us going.
Page will get to serve as county executive through 2022 if he succeeds in next year's election. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri's state auditor is criticizing oversight of St. Louis's 138 local taxing districts. Nicole Galloway has released an audit of the city's patchwork of community improvement, transportation development, and special business districts. Many are funded through higher sales taxes. Galloway says improper oversight has resulted in questionable spending of those tax dollars.
When these districts operate unchecked, taxpayers do not have assurance their money is being used efficiently, effectively, and for the benefit of the public and the community.
The audit gives St. Louis an overall poor rating for how it creates and evaluates districts. Galloway's office is recommending the city develop a comprehensive economic development plan to ensure adequate oversight. There are now 5 vaping-related deaths this year in Illinois. State health officials say 2 people died within the last week. Here's reporter Sam Dunklaw.
At the same time, several hundred in Illinois alone have been hospitalized with chest pain and breathing troubles after using the products known as e-cigarettes. Meanwhile, state house measures that would have curbed e-cigarette use stalled during this month's veto session. State Senator Julie Morrison, who co-sponsored those proposals, says she's frustrated.
I don't know how many more people have to literally die in our state before we take the action that we need to.
Morrison says she wants Governor J.B. Pritzker to issue an executive order temporarily banning e-cigarette products, something state lawmakers in Michigan already did. So far, about 2,300 people nationwide have gotten sick after using some kind of vaping product. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
And Missouri health officials report at least 2 vaping-related deaths in the state. You can rate and review The Gateway wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, tell us what you think through email, feedback@stlpublicradio.org. 30 years ago, Missouri lawmakers realized the state might need to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions. A commission was created to figure out how to do that, 1 year after California took a similar step. Reporter Aviva Okeson-Haberman tells us what happened next.
I want to be where the people are.
The Little Mermaid had just come out, Seinfeld aired its pilot episode, and in the spring of 1989, Missouri lawmakers started thinking about climate change. They created a commission to study the issue and come up with solutions.
The commission was given such a huge charge. I'd say half of our time is trying to figure out what we're supposed to do.
John Ward was among the panel's 14 experts and politicians, including eventual Governor Jay Nixon. They released a 67-page report in 1991, which covered everything from the use of solar and wind energy to transportation and teaching about climate change. Here's Ward reading from the conclusion.
Our recognition of this situation provides us the opportunity to moderate and to prepare for climate change.
They came out with more than 100 policy suggestions, like creating a statewide reforestation program, adding scholarships for college students studying sustainable agriculture, and reducing carbon dioxide emissions by 20% by 2005. But it's almost 2020, and Missouri's emissions from fossil fuel consumption have gone up by 20%, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration.
Back in 1990, Missouri did kind of lead the way in some respects of pulling their head out of the sand and saying this is a real issue. Unfortunately, there wasn't a lot done.
Steve Moffitt was involved in writing the report and later went on to lead Missouri's Department of Natural Resources.
We're in a disappointing place. I would have hoped that we would have been much further ahead on the spectrum of addressing climate change than we are.
There's been some progress. For example, voters passed a requirement that electric utilities get 15% of their energy from renewables by 2021. But
the optimism that we kind of felt was probably somewhat misplaced. I don't know if you could do it again. I don't know if people would take it serious.
Karen Clausen is flipping through the old recommendations.
There's a lot of great things here.
She's the Air Quality and Rideshare Program Manager with the Mid-America Regional Council. It's one of the groups creating a climate action plan for Metro Kansas City.
I'm just amazed that, you know, this report from 1991, we're still dealing with some of the same issues, and the policies are so relevant in this. There's no reason we shouldn't be pulling a lot of this information out into our current planning work.
In Missouri, it's cities that are taking the lead, like Columbia passing a climate action and adaptation plan earlier this year. But it's also young people, like Kansas City climate justice activist Queen Wilkes, who want to be included in that conversation.
When I hear a lot of people talk about climate change, it's very much seen as a thing that is coming as opposed to a thing that's here. And I think that more than a lot of other generations, young people understand that.
She's a spokeswoman for Sunrise Movement KC, which advocates for political action on climate change. Wilkes says during the group's training, she was asked why the climate struggle was important to her.
By not addressing this, it's a direct attack on this generation's right to dream, this generation's right to decide what they want to do with their lives as they get older.
She says the 1991 report shows that solutions exist. It's just a matter of action and urgency. I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman.
Aviva is a reporter at public radio station KCUR in Kansas City. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Wayne Pratt. Have a great weekend. I'll be raking leaves if the weather cooperates. From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. Choosewood.com.